If you're planning on booking a Royal Caribbean cruise and like those non-refundable rates, you might want to lock it down before November 1st. After that date, Royal says they'll no longer give guests the $100 onboard credit for booking a non-refundable rate. Royal says that decision was based on the fact that onboard credit wasn't a major factor in people's decision to book a cruise. Today, Oceania Cruises announced they're going to be completely overhauling four of their ships as part of the Oceania Next initiative. These enhancements have a $100 million price tag where each of the vessels will be completely reimagined. Each ship will emerge with renovations, including 342 new designer suites and staterooms, new decor in the restaurants, lounges, and bars, all inspired by the cruise line's ports of call. And how much does it cost to build a cruise ship? CheatSheet.com just published some statistics. To build a 2,000 to 3,000 guest ship is $555 million. 3,000 to 4,000 guests, $734 million. 4 to 5,000 guests, $937 million. And a ship that holds over 5,000 guests, $1.31 billion. And a look at the closing bell for Monday. Carnival Corporation closed at $58.99, down 61 cents. Royal Caribbean closed at $113.62, down 2 cents. And Norwegian Holdings closed at $51.16, up 55 cents. For more in-depth coverage and analysis, go to cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise Radio News.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.